A bushfire expert says the horror summer in Tasmania that's seen more than 80,000 hectares of the state's World Heritage Area go up in smoke should prompt a radical change in its management. The wilderness is protected from development to keep it pristine, but dry lightning strikes that are becoming the new normal are now setting the wilderness ablaze. And the fire scientist says more human intervention may be needed to protect the World Heritage Area. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
Huge parts of Tasmania's World Heritage Wilderness are still on fire. It's an area of rugged mountain ranges, old-growth rainforests and few roads, which means that firefighters have to be flown in via helicopter. Tasmania Fire Service's Public Information Officer Peter Middleton says they also fight the blazes with hand tools.
Things like what we call rakos, chainsaws, axes, and they'll set up portable firefighting dams with water that's potentially flown in as well, and they'll pump water onto these large logs or large areas of burning area that have been identified by thermal imaging flight.
In the past, wet rainforests used to help put out the fires when the blazes would burn across the buttongrass plains. But a professor of pyrogeography and fire science, David Bowman from the University of Tasmania, says the forests are drying out because of climate change. It could take another month to put the wildfires out, and the Tasmanian government is promising to review the bushfire crisis when it is over. But fire professor David Bowman is already thinking about changes.
There's going to be an opportunity here for maybe a rethink about what is acceptable practice in the wilderness area that involves creating accessibility, using fire to create better fire breaks, possibly cutting fire breaks, maybe creating places where aircraft can land or refuel. I mean, these are really gigantically big questions that are going to, you know, go to the very heart of this wilderness philosophy.
The Tasmanian campaign manager for the Wilderness Society, Vicar Bailey, would possibly support more fuel reduction burns, but he doesn't think there's a need for new access roads in the World Heritage Area. He wants a focus on an early response to the fires.
Clearly there needs to be additional resources built into tackling these fires and tackling them early before they get to these massive scale. And then at the bigger picture level, we clearly need to tackle climate change. These fires are a direct result of climate change, increased dry lightning strikes, drier vegetation, drier soil profiles, and, the driest summer on record here in Tasmania.
The World Heritage Area is managed by the Tasmania Parks and Wildlife Service. It has even brought in sprinkler systems this summer to save old trees. The State Fire Manager for the Park Service is Paul Black.
We've always tried to do as rapid a response as we're able to, but as you can appreciate, when you get 2,500 lightning strikes come across the state at once, you could never have enough resources to hit all of those all at once. So what we do is we prioritise those fires when they start in terms of which ones have the greatest potential to impact on the greatest number of values, and we work in a prioritised nature like that.
The Parks Service is also considering increasing fuel reduction burns.
Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.